Welcome back. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 3, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Shabbos. We continue with trying to understand what the status of a kli, what the status of a vessel is, if it is removed from the fire, and if it goes from one vessel into the next. And this is, of course, known as the topic of kli rishon, kli sheni, kli shlishi, as we'll see, it doesn't even exist on a Mishnaic level. And so let's begin. Says the Mishnah, Hamecham Shepinahu. If you have a kettle, and that is obviously the primary vessel, the kli rishon, and it has hot water, and was taken off of the fire, lo yitin lesochot sonin b'shvil sheyechamu. You can't put a small amount of cold water into this so that the water will become heated up, because this cold water is essentially going to be cooked by the water that's in this kettle, even though it's not on the fire. Technically, it's going to cook it, and so therefore, you are not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Aval nosin hu lesochot, but you can put a large amount of cold water into this kettle, o l'tocha kos, or you can put even a small amount of cold water into a cup of hot water, meaning a cup into which you put hot water from this kettle, which means it's a secondary kli, it's a kli sheni. In all these cases, it is permissible, k'day la'af shiran, so that the cold water will become warmed, that is permissible. You're allowed to warm the cold water, you just cannot cook the cold water, which it will not happen if you put a large amount in a kli rishon, and if you put even a little amount in a kli sheni, all these cases are permissible because no cooking will actively be involved over here. Says the Mishnah further, if you have a pan or a pot, and they were removed from the fire, right? And so they're kli rishons, but they were taken off of the fire. But whatever is in it, it's still boiling, meaning that it's above yad, so let us go, which of course is the term for if your hand is going to recoil after you try to pull it away, after you put your hand in it. So if it's that hot, lo yitein letocham tevalin, you can't add spices to these things because the spices will be cooked by putting them in. Aval nosein hu letocha ke'ara o letocha tamchoy, but you can put spices into the hot food if it's in a bowl or it's in like another kind of a serving plate or bowl, because that's a kli sheni, and when you get into a kli sheni, from a halachic standpoint in the Mishnah, kli sheni is impossible to cook things. Then says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Yehuda says, La kol hu nosei. No, he can add spices to any type of hot food, even if it's in a kli rishon, even if it's in that first pot that came right off the fire, as long as it's not on the fire itself, chutz midavar sheish bo chometz v'tzir, unless it has something that has vinegar or fish brine. These things are considered sharp liquids that will cause it to cook, and then it would be a problem, but if you don't have that, then you are good to go. You are allowed to put it even in to the kli rishon. Interestingly, this idea of Rabbi Yehuda is that probably even in a kli sheni would be a problem, because these things like vinegar and fish brine cause cooking even in a kli sheni. So it's a stringency but also a leniency. Says the Mishnah Vav, Ein nosnin kli tachas haner lekabel bo es hashemen. One is not allowed to put a kli, a utensil, a plate, under a lamp on Shabbos so that you catch the dripping oil that comes out of it, because the oil is muktzah, and that will make the plate muktzah. You can't do that. But if you put it before Shabbos, and it stayed there even onto Shabbos, that's okay. Neosin mimeno lefisha eno min hamuchan, and even if you put a plate there under the lamp before Shabbos began, you can't benefit from the oil at all on Shabbos, because the oil is considered muktzah because it's not prepared from before Shabbos. It's a new thing that happens on Shabbos itself. And says the Mishnah, Metaltalin ner chadash avalo yashan. You're allowed to move a new, never used lamp on Shabbos, but you can't move an old one. Why? Because this old one is old and disgusting and grimy, it's repulsive, and so therefore it's considered muktzah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol haner was metaltalin chutz min haner hadolek b'Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon says you can actually move any type of lamp, even of the used ones, except for a lamp that's actually burning on Shabbos, because that lamp is going to be considered a basis, the ish, a basis, medavar muktzah. It's a base for the muktzah item, and therefore it itself is considered muktzah. Nosnin kli tachas haner Kanera the Kabel Nitzotzos. And you are allowed to place a plate or some sort of a kli under a lamp that is lit, not to catch the oil, but to catch sparks that fall from it that will prevent the fire. That is permissible. But we can't place water into this kli, even before Shabbos you can't put it, because that will actively extinguish the sparks, and that is obviously a prohibition. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav and of Perek Gimel. God willing, next time we'll begin with Perek Dalet, chapter 4. Have a wonderful day.